Let's check in with the WPKY broadcast crew here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
And we're moved up the road at the Caldwell County Extension Office, and these folks do a great job. This is about, and Shane and Rhonda are here with us today, but they said it's all about the kids. But, you know, I think it's important what you guys do. Rhonda, Jewel, 4-H agent, you've been a 4-H agent in Caldwell County for a couple of years, haven't you?
Sure have. 23 going on 24 years.
24 years. Obviously, you love what you do. And then, great, you've got some great kids. Tell us about the 4-H program in Caldwell County.
Well, basically, I think we're a pretty well-rounded program. We focus on a lot of leadership. We have, obviously, our adult council. We have teen council that's available for 9th through 12th grades. We have, so there's leadership opportunities in ag. As a matter of fact, we've got livestock judging. Some of our kids are here today, as well as Country Ham Project.
I think it's fantastic. And a lot of kids participate. And the Country Ham Project is always big for you. And livestock judging is a big project for you, too.
Yes, they both are.
And shooting sports, I think one representing shooting sports here today, too.
Yep, we do. As a matter of fact, Wyatt is here, and he's participated in the state contest for, I don't know, he's participated in shooting sports since he was in the fourth grade. And he does, puts in a lot of time and effort, and it shows.
It's all about getting kids involved in something, and I think 4-H has so many different opportunities to do that. And you guys, some of these are dual 4-Hers and FFA members, too. They participate in both clubs.
They sure do. Kind of go hand in hand.
They do hand in hand. So what do you enjoy? What do you feel like is your role in 4-H as the agent with these young people?
It's all about opportunity, just giving kids the opportunity to develop leadership skills, to travel to different places, to meet different people, and just to learn how to work in society and think for themselves. And again, it's just opportunity. I think the thing that I love about my job the most is it affords me opportunities to do things, but it also gives kids an opportunity. You know, a lot of my kids, they may not necessarily be involved in sports or any other activities at school, but they are afforded opportunities through 4-H.
The leadership you gain in organizations like 4-H, FFA, you'll carry those things with you all your life.
I think so, yes.
I always say that years ago I judged livestock and did reasons, and I thought, well, that's pretty cool. And, you know, but all these years later, when you do things, do what I do, sometimes I'm thinking, there's that livestock judging training. And the reasons that you guys were thinking, why do we have to give reasons? And it seems so silly, but the thing of being able to look at something and describe it in your mind and then put it on paper, it's really what it's all about, like years later.
Exactly. Justification and getting those words out and just being able to speak and defend your
cause or purpose.
Exactly. Your ideals, anyway.
It's great. We're at Caldwell County Extension talking really agriculture and celebrating agriculture and the importance of agriculture in our youth programs. And we're going to come back and visit with some of our young people who are involved in this 4-H program. Shane Bogle's here as well. We'll visit with Shane. Maybe if he'll talk with us and you guys will be here with us as well. Of course, we're on 103.3 1580 WPKY.